Until today, I've not really had an issue with the nation of Sweden. In a lot of ways, I've been quite fond. Very attractive people. I've seen from World Cups is where it drew my attention.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because World Cups, and then you've got all, like, the international people in the crowds, and then they go to someone in the crowd, and then, like, if it's just a banging babe, you just assume that most people from that country look that way, even though they may not be. But I feel like the Swedes are definitely an above-average attractive peoples. Okay. So that had me on board.
Yeah, of course it did.
And they're Scandinavian people are socially progressive, and I love that.
Okay.
But
here's your beef with them.
You could call it beef, but it's more a yeast.
Yeah.
What's wrong? Do you have a yeast problem?
Yeah. No, I don't. Okay, no,
you said
no,
yes.
No.
I said, do you have a yeast problem? You said yes.
Yeah, no, I do not have.
Is it because you put too much in?
No.
Have you not been using your cup that I got you to measure your yeast? I told you, don't riff it. You always miss pour your yeast. You always go heavy on the yeast.
No, I did. Yeah, used to have yeast. Not anymore.
Could you use your measuring cup?
I know.
Just use that measuring cup.
Know.
It'll tell you the exact quantity that you want to put in.
What's so, damn Sweden done to upset you?
Good call. Mm. Great question. So they've got a museum, right? And it's called the Museum of Disgusting Food. Because they've got that thing, and you always see it on shows where people are trying to take on the worst food. I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's like surströmming or something. It's basically rotting fermented herring.
Okay. Oh, just the sound of that makes me want to vomit.
It's apparently like just the smell of it you can't get past.
Yeah. God, no.
So they're a nation that is well-versed in the most disgusting of foods. And do you know what they've put on proud display in the disgusting food museum?
Tell me, Maddie, what?
Well, you probably know.
Yeah, I do, but I'm trying to build up the, yeah. What have they put in there?
Did you pass the story to me? You'd see it in the headline. It's a jar of Vegemite.
What? So they can eat dead, rotting, pickled herring or whatever, but when it comes to Vegemite?
And it's clearly like, and it's like flogging a dead horse, this. And like, it's like we need adverts or we need like signs around the country or we need to send memos to over the world. It's so simple. It's just misused. And when it gets misused, it doesn't taste good. Almost all foods are like that. If you put too much of something in something, it's no good. Like Trace with the yeast.